Okay, we are continuing chapter 18 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. And remember, they were just looking for the Room of Requirement. Their robes billowed and swirled around them as they splashed across the flooded vegetable patch to double herbology, where they could hardly hear what Professor Sprout was saying over the hammering of the raindrops hard as hailstones on the greenhouse roof. The afternoon's Care of Magical Creatures lesson was to be relocated from the storm-swept grounds to a free classroom on the ground floor, and, to their intense relief, Angelina sought out her team at lunch to tell them that Quidditch practice was canceled. "Good," said Harry quietly when she told them, "because we found somewhere to have our first defense meeting, tonight, 8 o'clock, 7th floor, opposite that tapestry of Barnabas the Barney being clubbed by those trolls. Can you tell Katie and Alicia?" She looked slightly taken aback, but promised to tell the others. Harry returned hungrily to his sausages and mash.
Go ahead, make fun of the food.
No, I was just thinking of, there's a part of Arrested Development when Tobias, you know, the dad, maybe dad, the uncle, whatever, he gets kicked out of his home by his wife, and so he pretends to be a housekeeper and, you know, dresses as a woman, you know, as the narrator says, in the exact plot of Mrs. Doubtfire, and he speaks with a British accent and everything. And at one point he says something like, I guess he serves some... He cooks breakfast for everyone, and Michael goes, "Oh, sausages," you know, and Tobias goes, "In England, we call them bangers in the mouth," or something like that, and and he goes, "We just say sausages," and here, and he goes, "Oh, we sometimes sausages in the mouth," and he's like, "No, just sausages." When he looked up to take a drink of pumpkin juice, he found Hermione.
That's hilarious.
Yep. He found Hermione watching him. We have to watch Arrested Development sometime. You have to. It's really funny, Boo. "What?" he said thickly. "Well, it's just that Dobby's plans aren't all that safe," Hermione said. "Don't you remember when he lost you all the bones in your arm?" "This room isn't just some mad idea of Dobby's. Dumbledore knows about it, too. He mentioned it to me at the Yule Ball." Hermione's expression cleared. "Dumbledore told you about it?" "Well, just in passing," said Harry, shrugging. "Oh, well, that's all right, then," said Hermione briskly, and she raised no more objections. Together with Ron, they had spent most of the day seeking out those people who had signed their names to the list in the Hogshead and telling them where they were to meet that evening. Somewhat to Harry's disappointment, it was Ginny who managed to find Cho Chang at her friend first. However, by the end of dinner, he was confident that the news had been passed to every one of the 25 people who had turned up in the Hogshead. At 7:30, Harry, Ron, and Hermione left the Gryffindor common room, Harry clutching a certain piece of aged parchment in his hand. Fifth years were allowed to be out in the corridors until 9 o'clock, but all three of them kept looking around nervously as they made their way up to the 7th floor. "Hold it," said Harry warningly, unfolding the piece of paper at the top of the last staircase and tapping it with his wand and muttering, "I solemnly swear I'm up to no good." A map of Hogwarts appeared on the blank surface of the parchment. Tiny black dots, labeled with names, showed where various people were. "Filch is on the 2nd floor, said Harry, holding the map close to his eyes and scanning it closely, "and Mrs. Norris is on the 4th. "And Umbridge?" said Hermione anxiously. "In her office," said Harry, pointing. "Okay, let's go." They hurried along the corridor to the place where Dobby had described to Harry, a stretch of blank wall opposite an enormous tapestry depicting Barnabas the Barmy's foolish attempt to train trolls for the ballet. "Okay," said Harry quietly, while a moth-eaten troll paused in his relentless clubbing of the would-be ballet teacher to watch. "Dobby said we need to walk past this bit of wall 3 times, concentrating hard on what we need." They did so, turning sharply at the window just beyond the blank stretch of wall, and then at the man-sized vase on the other side. Ron had screwed up his eyes in concentration. Hermione was whispering something under her breath. Harry's fists were clenched as he stared ahead. We need somewhere we can learn to fight, he thought. Just give us a place to practice, somewhere they can't find us. Harry, said Hermione sharply, as they wheeled around after the third walk passed. A highly polished door had appeared in the wall. Ron was staring at it, looking slightly wary. Harry reached out, seizing the brass handle, pulled open the door, and led the way into a spacious room lit with flickering torches, like those that illuminated the dungeons 8 floors below. The walls were lined with wooden bookcases, and instead of chairs, there were silk cushions on the floors. A set of shelves at the far end of the room carried a range of instruments, such as sneakoscopes, secrecy sensors, and a large cracked faux glass that Harry was sure had hung the previous year in the fake Moody's office. These will be good when we're practicing stunning, said Ron enthusiastically, prodding one of the cushions with his foot. And just look at these books, Hermione said excitedly, running a finger along the spines of the large leather-bound tomes. A compendium of common curses and their counteractions, the dark arts outsmarted, self-defensive spellwork. Wow. She looked around at Harry, her face glowing, and he saw that the presence of hundreds of books had finally convinced Hermione that what they're doing was right. Harry, this is wonderful. There's everything we need here. And without further ado, she slid Jinxes for the Jinxed from its shelf, sank into the nearest cushion, and began to read. I think we'll stop there, because my voice is totally going.
Yes, that's good. I love you.
I love you too, baby kitten. Sleep well. Good night, kitty.